Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me know how my sound is coming in. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yah is good. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Well, bless you each and every last one of your saints of the Most High Yah. All glory, all praise, and honor be to Yah. Hallelujah. I'm your host for the evening, Elder Donnie here, on this edition of the Brothers segment on the Straight Way Truth, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. We're broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. So bless each and every last one of y'all. I don't know what's going on. We're having some issues with the chat. It's telling me that I cannot connect to the chat because of the internet connection. However, the internet connection is fairly strong. It's showing that it is strong here. So that's an issue on Blog Talk. So the chat is not up, so unfortunately. So if anybody can hear me, just bear with me. Said that the sound is coming in a little bit low. I'm going to try to speak a little louder. But I want to greet each and every last one of y'all this evening. I pray that you all are encouraged, that you're continuing to strive and pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And hallelujah. Always like to give honor to the Most High Yah, first and foremost, before we do anything. And his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, we could do nothing without him. Hallelujah. We're blessed to even be here in this hour, in this late hour. Hallelujah. We know one thing. Yah is a man of his word. Hallelujah. And still preserved us as a people unto himself. And we should be grateful in this last hour. We've been given a lot, and a lot is required of us. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead without further ado and proceed on. And it's probably not going to be too long before you can stay. I just wanted to say just a few things to you. Let me go ahead and read, as I normally do, from Psalms. And this time it's going to be from Psalms 119. I'm going to start at verse 111. And it says, "Your testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even until the end." Hallelujah. The King said, "Man, I've taken your testimonies, I've taken them for a heritage unto myself." Hallelujah. Not only that, but I'm going to incline in my heart to do it. I'm going to set it in my heart to do it, even until the end. Glory to the King. And verse 13 says, "I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of Yahweh. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments." Hallelujah. And that's how we should be. We should be fearful of Yah's judgments. Hallelujah. Not taking any of this for granted. And that's pretty much in a nutshell the direction that we're going to go in this day. I was going to continue on with the retaliation, which was the next part of that spirit of bitterness. I'm going to go this route, hallelujah, and just talk a little bit to you. Because, you know, there's a lot going on in this world, and we all are aware of it. The psychopathic mindset and mind frame of this world is at an all-time low, but it's getting worse, and it's going to wax worse and worse and cold. And we know these things, right? We see it around us all the time. You know, it's a blessing that many of us are coming out of these cities, and we don't have to be faced with these things. We still have to deal with these folk on our jobs, but for the most part, we're coming, the majority of Israel is coming out and preserving ourselves from this untoward generation. The sick generation. But you know, the thing that I'm seeing is saints, and I can't even call them saints, but I see people that straddle the fence, you know, with one foot in and one foot out. And some folk even have a nerve to even say, you know, I was talking to a brother, I think, and he's like, you know what? I'm not sure. I'm not all the way 100%, you know, I'm still trying to figure things out, and I don't know too much about straightway. I don't know all of this, and you know, just trying to figure it out. I don't know how long you got, brother. I don't know how long any of us have to be weighing things out in the valley of decision, and people like to call it the transitional phase or transition. I'm in a transitional period right now. Well, how long is it going to take you? You know what I mean? Like, if y'all's dealing with you, he's dealing with you, but if he's not, stop faking the funk, you know. This is not a fad. This is not a group or a club. This is serious. This is real. Either you're going to be on the ark or not. You know, it's convenient when things get rough, when times get hard, like we've seen this last past year. People want to make moves then and want to move with fear, but still holding on. Deep down in their heart, still holding on, whether it be to family members, whether they're holding on to worldly possessions, or whatever it might be. This thing is not a joke. This is not a game. And, you know, it's one on one hand, you know, we see the heathen and we see how they operate and how they do things. But it's another thing for us, Israel. You know, we look back and we shouldn't be too haughty and too heady and high-minded. We got to really look at where we come from, you know. We come from the same trash and garbage and mess But let us not be too careful in this thing unless we follow. Because such were some of us at one time. Not to say that we need to, you know, have any sympathy on these heathen. No, because they're going to get theirs. They're going to definitely get theirs, and y'all's going to deal with them. But we need to take heed to all that's going forth and all that we're learning and all that we have before us. Like I think Teacher Shane mentioned yesterday, how we take too many things for granted. We take quite a bit for granted. You know, we don't think Yah enough. You know, we think just because we're breathing right now that we're going to be breathing next week, or we can make plans for, you know, the future, when the word tells us that we shouldn't even do that. You know, sufficient enough is the evils of this day. And we need to be focused on that. We don't know when our day of visitation is going to be. We don't know when the Messiah is going to come for us. We don't know how long that we have. So we shouldn't take it for granted and think, you know, and don't take it serious. How many times we read in the book of Revelation where, you know, where Yah says, I come quickly. Huh? He says, I come quickly. And I know he's not playing. It's not a joke at all. We just don't realize what he's saying to us. We can think that we have it all made and we're doing our own thing, doing our own will and all of that, and it's all good and rebelling and disobedient. But he says, I come quickly. He told us to watch, to be watching and always be ready and prepared. Let me read just a few of those from Revelation. And I'm going to go to, let me start in Revelation. Chapter 2. And verse 5. And it says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. So we better make sure we be being careful, right? Not thinking that we set in stone and it's in place and everything. No. Fight against them with the sword of my mouth. 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 2:22-7 says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. 22:12, and then behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. And Revelation 22:20 says, he which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Master Jesus. Hallelujah. We know he's coming. We know he's not playing. We shouldn't take it for granted that he is tarrying. Because while he's allowing the heathen to fill up their cup and fill up their wrath and indignation and all the mess and junk that they're in, we should look at it as mercy. He's given us time to get ourselves together, get ourselves prepared. You know, it's one thing, man, thanks that we have so much given to us, so much word being preached, so much revelation, so much truth preached to us on a weekly basis, that we turn then and give over ourselves into the enemy. The word says that, you know, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, and that's true wholeheartedly. We're not ignorant. Still give over. We still fall short. We still have agreements with the enemy and allow him to reign and rule in our lives at any given time. It could be a fearful, and it is a fearful thing, to know all that we know. Hallelujah. And all it takes is for the enemy to submit one thought. And there we go, running off with it in a love affair, an affair with a Hasatan. Feeling that we yearn, that feeling that we're so used to, We give over to it the thoughts of a failure, the thoughts of depression, the thoughts of I'm nothing, or worthlessness, or condemnation. All these things are so easy for the enemy to submit to our minds. Instead of us casting down these thoughts, instead of us warring, we give in. Let us always be armed, saints. Let us always be watching and ready. Because you say, I come quickly. We don't know when our last day will be. We don't know. We better thank Yah that he didn't come yesterday. We better thank Yah he didn't come today. Many of us. Hallelujah. But it's real, saints. It's real out here. It's not a game. It's not a joke. I'm going to read something in just a minute from the Apocrypha. And just summing it all up, what we got to go through here in this life. It's not going to be peaches and cream. It's not always going to be a cakewalk. Not on this side of things. Maybe in the previous life, before the fall of man, the ways were broad. But now they're narrow, and they're full of pain. They're full of tribulation. They're full of all types of things that we must endure. Hallelujah, until the end. But I'll tell you what, I'll go there right now. Go to the second Ezra right now. Starting at 9. Yeah, I'll start at verse 9. And just listen. Hallelujah. It says, and if this city now were given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set before it, how shall he receive this inheritance? So right then and there is letting you know that man has to go through some things, right? He's going to have to go through something. It's not going to be just easy. Said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion, because for their sake I made the world. And when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. Then were the entrances of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail. They are but few and evil, full of perils and very painful. For the entrances of the elder world, which is the former world, were wide and sure and brought immortal fruit. If then they that live labor not to enter these straits, and vain things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them. Let me read that one again. 2 Ezra 7:14. If then they that live labor not to enter these straight and vain things, they can never receive those things, those that are laid up for them. Now therefore, why disquiet thou thyself, seeing thou art but a corruptible man? And why art thou moved, whereas mortal? Why hast thou not considered in thine mind this thing that is to come, rather than that which is present? So instead of being so focused on the cares of this life, we got to know, like, just like I was reading, he said, I'm coming quickly. You know, what about the things that are coming? It's coming, and we know it's for certain. We don't know when. But then it says, then answered I and said, O Yahweh, that beareth rule, thou hast ordained in thy law that the righteous shall inherit these things, but that the ungodly, nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for wise. For they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight things, and yet shall not see the wide. And he said unto me, there is no judge above Yah, and none that hath understanding above the highest. For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law of Yah that is set before them. For Yah hath given straight commandment to such as Cain, for such as Cain, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. And that's the truth. Yah did lay it all out for us. It's been clear, and it's being made clear, even more so unto us, what we should be doing, his laws, statutes. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake and imagined vain things, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways. Do we do that? Like, honestly, do we do that? Are we deceived in our own selves and in our own wicked deeds? And while we may not speak it out of our mouths, but what about what happens, the communication of our hearts, right? And the action and the things that we do and the things that we don't do. Are we communicating these things? And are we blinded to our own selves? Are we deceived? Are we justified so much in our own selves and our own evil doings that we can't even see condition in our state? Do we not even know that we're not even hot and we're not cold, but we're lukewarm? And because we're lukewarm, Yah say, I will spew you out of my mouth. Are we in that state? Are we blind and naked? Something for us to think about. Continuing on with 2 Ezra 7:24, but his law have they despised and denied his covenant. In his statutes have they not been faithful and have not performed his works. And therefore, Ezra is full of the full things. Behold, the time shall come that these tokens which I have told thee shall come to pass, and the bride shall appear, and see coming forth shall be seen, that now is withdrawn from the earth. And whosoever is delivered from the foresaid evils shall see my wonders. Hallelujah. That's what we all should be striving for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we're striving, if we're pressing toward the mark for the prize, how can we give over? How can we be succumbed by the little, you know, weak and beggarly elements of this life and the tricks of the Hasatan? And don't get me wrong, and I know that. I'm just posing these questions because I know in the moment and in the thick of things, a lot of times we revert to the flesh and we don't stay high. We don't stay in the spirit as we should. But that's just showing how deceived we are. That's just showing, you know, what takes precedence in our life. Hallelujah, on a daily basis. Let us make sure that we're found doing what we're supposed to be doing so we can be escape all of the destruction and the things that is to come. The word even tells us to pray that we are able to escape all that's coming upon this earth, the evil and the wickedness. Certain of us are going to be appointed for certain things and suffer persecution and tribulation and all of that stuff. But that's going to be a covering for the saints. That's going to be a covering for his people, a safety net, a safety blanket. Hallelujah. Like the word tells us, just as it was in the time of Noah, so shall it be at the time of the coming of the Son of Man. You know, we're not looking to this world is looking for a rapture and to be raptured out of here. But the word tells us the meek shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. One more here. I'm going to go to the next chapter 8 and verse 57 and 58, I believe it is. 57 to 59. It says, moreover, they have trodden down his righteous and said in their heart that there is no Yah. Yea, and that knowing they must die. For as the things aforesaid shall receive you, so thirst pain are prepared for them. For it was not his will that men should come to naught. But they which be created have defiled the name of him that made him, and were unthankful unto him which prepared life for them. And therefore is my judgment now at hand. These things have I not showed unto all men, but unto you, and a few like you. Then answered I and said, Behold, O Yahweh, now hast thou showed me the multitude of thy wonders, which thou wilt begin to do in the last times. But at what time thou hast not showed me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's always be ready, man. Let us be ready. Let us be watching and praying, and just be sober and vigilant during this time. So easy to get caught up in this life. It's so easy to get caught up in his flesh. His flesh don't want to die. His flesh don't want to suffer anything. His flesh don't want to forgive. His flesh don't want to get deliverance. We got to force it. We got to force this flesh. We got to die daily, saints. Same though, if we sit here and we take in all that we take in, and you know, we just, there's no change taking place. There's no conversion, no true conversion. There's no true love of Yah and his commandments and what he's done for us. Not a lot of meditation, not a lot of thought goes into what Yah did for us, for Yeshua. When I was this past week listening to, as I was driving to and from to work, in the book of Hebrews, and how much it talks about the Messiah and talks about the sacrifice, it talks about what he did on our behalf, all for us, saints. It really makes you want to really think about it, meditate, and think twice before doing certain things and before reacting in such ways that we do. I got just a couple more scriptures, verses I want to read, Hebrews and then Psalms. And let me go there real quick, and then I'll wrap it up. But I'm going to go to Hebrews first. Like I told you, it wasn't going to be long. Just had just a few things, a few thoughts. But it's mainly just for us, man. You know, us Israel, us that are in the way. Not so much to be focused on, you know, the world and what they're doing, because we see them, no doubt about it. You know, Yah told us even in the beginning not to do the things, not to look out among the nations and to do the things that they do. However, we still wanted to go a-whoring after their gods and do the things that they did. Just because we wanted to be like them. We wanted to be accepted. Always, Yah wasn't good enough for us, you know. Nothing that he provided for us was never good enough. You know, but when we transgressed, our people transgressed. He showed mercy unto us. And it's no small thing that we're here, even right now. Hallelujah. And he's even dealing with us. And so the whole thing is not to take any of this for granted while we're here. And no doubt about it, we fall short. We make mistakes. We fall at times. But the word tells us about a righteous man, how he gets up. He don't stay down. He don't continue to, you know, he gets up and continue to press and continue to move forward and press on. We go to Hebrews, right? Hebrews 12. Start at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand throne of Yah. But consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Go one more here. Psalms 31. We'll start at verse 14. And it says, "But I trusted in thee, O Yahweh. I said, Thou art my Yah. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Yahweh, for I have called unto you to be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. How great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of the tongue. Blessed be Yahweh, for he had showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes, the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love Yahweh, all you his saints, for Yahweh preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in Yahweh." Hallelujah. And it should be all of us, thank you, who have come this way, that our hope should be in Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we're looking to be in his presence, to be protected by him, to be guarded by him, to be led by him in his last time. Hallelujah. So you shall be encouraged, right? This week, be encouraged as you go to and fro, being mindful of the enemy of our souls and what he comes to do. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But we know there's a lot of wickedness. There's a lot going on in the heavens. We got to keep our minds stayed on the prize, stay focused on the kingdom, and constantly be in warfare. Hallelujah. Constantly purging ourselves, especially in the time that we're in right now. So make sure to pray for one another. Make sure to lift up your brother, lift up your sister, and be there for them. Hallelujah. Realizing that, you know, we don't have a lot of time. We really don't. And a lot of the things that we keep reoccurring mistakes and faults and things like that, realizing we don't have a lot of time, hallelujah, and a lot is required out of us, each and every last one of us, even myself, because I don't get a pass. But I just want to encourage y'all this day, hallelujah. Know that y'all said, he said, I come quickly, hallelujah, and we don't know when that'll be. We just don't. We need to look at ourselves first and foremost. The thing that aggravates you and somebody else and that you see, deal with it in yourself first. Look at yourself first. And don't be such a harsh judge. Because that same thing, you know, you're going to be judged just the same. But let's make sure that we can get as much of this stuff out of us as possible. But the word tells us that the sting of death is sin. Hallelujah. And we want to be found clean. We want to be without any defilement. Hallelujah. Because none of that's going to enter into the kingdom anyway. Hallelujah. But let our hearts and our minds stay on the King, putting things in front of our eyes that's going to uplift us and edify us. People that are negative, people that are without, staying clean away from them, letting our lifestyles be an example and be a witness for the kingdom and the testimony unto Yahweh, hallelujah, and his greatness. And so that others can see, take note of it and see and know. Hallelujah, you know. You talk about witnessing. That's the greatest form of witnessing, is being an ambassador to the kingdom by allowing your light to shine among these heathen. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be on the corner preaching and putting on those shows and theatrics and all of that in front of the heathen. But just your lifestyle, that speaks volumes. Because people can actually see and they can take note. And especially in this world where things are so perverted, you'll stand out if you live righteous and holy and uphold Yahweh's laws. And be not and not afraid of it, not ashamed of Yah, and not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. But y'all be encouraged, Israel, Elder Daniel, signing off. Just had a few words for you this evening. It's a constant fight. It's a constant battle. And myself and many as well. So let's keep me lifted. And I'll do the same for all of Israel. Remember to keep one another lifted in prayer, because it's so important. So that we can be healed, praying for one another, confessing our faults one to another. Hallelujah. So bless you, each and every last one of y'all. I wish shalom unto y'all this day. And be encouraged. Stay the course. All right. Shalom, shalom.